You're listening to a podcast from 702.
So in our health feature today, we're speaking about something that's really interesting, and the discussion that we are having today is about teeth whitening. It's a thing, isn't it? I mean, teeth whitening is now a thing. Colleen, is it Gelman, Colleen?
It is.
Okay,
Colleen.
Colleen Gelman is on the line with me, who's a dental hygienist. And we are speaking about teeth whitening. It's become a thing, Colleen. Now, I don't know, there are people on either sides of the argument. Others who say, absolutely not. And then others who are saying, why not? Where do you stand with this, Colleen?
You know, it makes a person look better. You look cleaner, you look healthier. Definitely, it does no harm.
Okay.
And it's been around for a while. You know, it's like a fashion that's not going out of fashion.
So let us talk about the methods, because I think perhaps where the argument is the methods around how you get about whitening teeth. There is issues about eroding the teeth enamel. Tell me what is supposed to be the right way of doing it.
You know, we all use a different product, but the universal product that people in the fraternity seem to be using is it's the opalescence product that comes from America. We don't use something that hasn't been properly scientifically researched. The literature, and I've brought this with me to read you, it says here very clearly, findings have confirmed that whitening with opalescent PF products help to prevent cavities, reduce sensitivity, increase enamel hardness, and improve the overall health of teeth.
Okay, hold on, Colleen. Did you say increase enamel's hardness?
Yes. So that is actually not only doing no harm.
Oh, wow.
It strengthens enamel.
So where does this the notion that, in fact, the process itself, in fact, erodes the actual enamel, where does that come from?
No, it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. There is no sign of that at all. It's very safe.
Okay, so what method are we talking about here?
Called carbamide peroxide. That's what I use, but I mean, there is hydrogen peroxide. All of that has been used in medicine since the 60s.
Okay.
Carbamide peroxide has been used in medicine to kill bacteria. It kills thrush. It's been used in the oral cavity as an oral antiseptic.
Ah.
By accident, by pure chance, they found it whitened teeth. That was, you know, in early medicine days.
Okay.
That's when it started being used in dentistry, whitened teeth. But it was by chance.
Okay. All right. So are there people, candidates, who you would say absolutely not to?
No, not really. There's not, as long as they're natural teeth, it's fine. There are areas where teeth have, you know, receded, where the gums have receded and your roots are exposed. If you cover that with a barrier, and even though the literature says the roots don't whiten, they actually do. So when I whiten teeth, the whole tooth goes white. Whatever's exposed looks white. It doesn't look like a distinction between roots and teeth anymore.
Gotcha. I got you.
It seems to whiten the whole tooth, and it doesn't do it extrinsically only. It goes inside the tooth. So when you apply it on the outside of the teeth.
Okay.
That bleach enters through the enamel. It whitens the enamel as it's going through, and it also whitens the dentine, which is the inside of the tooth. That dentine is usually a yellow.
Yes.
That whitens. So the whole tooth appears white. Back, front, the whole tooth.
Okay, let's take calls. 011-883-0702. I'm sure lots of people want to ask you questions about this. There's what you've just discussed now, and then I think there are rogue products, though. Colleen, right?
We don't advocate that as a professional, not at all. Whatever we use has been scientifically proven.
So how would I know? As a consumer, how would I know what product to go for? I mean, the shelves are full of toothpaste, which claim to be an overnight success, whitening, whatever. There's all kinds of things.
It takes time to whiten teeth. You can't whiten teeth just by brushing them with a toothpaste. You can remove extrinsic staining with an abrasive toothpaste. You also have to watch for that. But, I mean, there's two types of staining of teeth.
Yes.
You can have deposits on teeth that make your teeth look yellow.
Okay.
Just food that you've left there too long will, accumulate and get hard and start looking, make your teeth look appear yellow, but I mean, it's food that's got to be removed. You do that with a good teeth cleaning. Mm-hmm. But say it's an extrinsic stain from tobacco or red wine or something, that's all on the surface of the teeth. It doesn't go inside and make your teeth mulberry from the inside out if you drink red wine.
Yeah.
The extrinsic stains are removed by a debridement, what we call a good teeth scale and polish.
Okay.
So you remove those kind of stains, but underneath those teeth could still be yellow teeth. Mm. And not to say that yellow teeth are compromised teeth. Yellow teeth are strong teeth.
Mm.
They're just not as fashionable as white teeth.
And, I like that.
You know?
No. We're calling it what it is. I mean, you know, yes. I could be healthy as anything, but if I don't look cool, then what's the point?
The thing is, you feel and look better and you are healthier. I know they try and call it a cosmetic procedure, but really, it makes you look and feel better. You have more confidence. You smile more. Surely that's healthier.
Hey, it could get you a job, Colleen.
It could get you a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay, let's take calls 011-883-0702. Concerns around whitening your teeth. Have you tried it? Is it working? Is it not working for you? Have you had a bad experience? So, Colleen, let's talk about the other things that one should look out for. So we spoke about off-the-shelf type products, but I still think that there are people who maybe we should also look out for. What should I be looking out for? If somebody says, I can whiten your teeth and I'm great at this, and they show you a great picture, how do I know that they're going to use the right products?
Let me ask. I mean, you can Google. There's a lot of things that I wouldn't do in medicine that I haven't Googled before I've gone to a professional.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of information out there. I mean, my patients come to me armed with information. I'm the one dodging the questions or telling them the right answers, but they come in there informed.
So
I won't do anything. I must tell you why.
Yeah.
I actually went into this profession.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been in the profession because it's a passion of mine.
Yes.
But why I started, and I've been doing a lot more teeth whitening in the last quite a few years.
Yeah.
I'd say about 8 years.
Yeah.
I've done over 4,000 teeth whitening while I worked for dentists. But not to say that it was all in my private practice capacity.
Mm.
But it started with my own daughter, and I hope she's not listening. But
Too late now, Colleen.
No, she's such a pretty girl, and she had these yellow teeth.
Mm.
I was born with very white teeth, and my daughter had these yellow teeth, and I think it was from antibiotics. You know, they called it tetracycline staining.
Mm-hmm.
So these adult teeth came out of, you know, yellow. Anyway, so I researched. I didn't want to do anything that wasn't safe.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't want to cause her pain,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want it to be, I wanted it long-lasting. You know, I didn't want something like just a quick fix.
Yes.
So I researched, and she was one of my first patients. I've never had to redo her teeth. They're still white. It's 8-9 years later. I've done like 4 boyfriends in between, but I've never had to redo her teeth. I promise you. And she's my biggest fan.
Okay.
So, yes.
So let's talk about how soon you can actually do this. I mean, when can you start?
I've done, my best friend's son was 12 years old. You can't do it too young. There's no harm.
Really?
If those teeth are yellow and it's causing him to be, you know, teased at school or anything, I'll whiten his teeth. I'm not scared. It does no harm to natural teeth. I don't use anything that's heat-related. I don't like... I'm not allowed to diss that method because it's, again, used all over the world, but I won't use the light.
Okay.
I refuse to use the light.
So what is it about the light that you don't like?
It causes... I don't know if I'm supposed to say this on air, but...
No, please go ahead. I mean, this is informative,
I believe it's cooks the pulp, the center of the tooth. It heats the pulp to a level that it causes pain, sensitivity. The thing is, if you go to a hairdresser, okay, now you want your hair to be blonde and you want it bleached, you know, you want a color change. Now, they use peroxide, so do we. Mm. We use the same peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
you don't need a hairdryer to make the peroxide work.
Okay.
You need the strength of that bleach. You need the length of time it's left on the hair. And then obviously also the freshness of the stock, how it's been stored. If it's, so that's what makes your hair blonde, literally, permanently. So, except hair grows out, okay? Teeth don't grow out. So it's a pretty irreversible
process.
Procedure. Yeah. So when you whiten teeth, they stay white. That's what I was trying to tell you about my daughter. I've never had to redo her teeth, and that's the truth of the matter. She looks amazing. She still gets compliments, and it's years late. The reason being is that it whitens teeth from the inside out. So your teeth remain white. They're still strong teeth. They're just whiter. And, you know, it's something you're not wasting time or money on because it's long-lasting. It's safe. I would never have done that for my daughter if it wasn't a safe process.
Okay. So have you ever said no to patients who are obsessed, who come back and come back and come back?
Oh, they call them bleachaholics.
Yes.
No, I haven't even come across one, to be honest.
Really?
But yes, I've seen it in the, no. I've seen, no, because they, most of them are so satisfied. I had a couple come again, family.
Yeah.
they came for their teeth cleaning.
Yes.
2 days ago, a married couple, and they, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them for a year.
Oh.
The one smokes, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
And they came for a teeth cleaning. I said, what about whitening?
Yeah.
And, you know, you, I compare with my shade guard. There's a universal shade guard. We all use this in dentistry. So we all try and assess color through one universal shade guard. And
okay.
The B1 is the top shade.
Okay.
You know, I get it slightly past, a few shades past the B1, everybody. So no matter where they start, they can start with gray teeth or yellow teeth. I get it to a B1.
A little bit past that. A little bit past that.
Slightly past, yes. If it regresses,
yeah,
it goes slightly. It will go back to B1. But B1 is actually a very, it's the top shade.
Okay.
That natural teeth look. Okay. You know, anyway, what I'm trying to say is their teeth were still the shade. It was still a B1, both of them.
Okay.
Even the smoker who I cleaned, you know, the stains off underneath was still white.
Mm.
So I removed the extrinsic staining,
yeah,
whether it was from, in this case, was tobacco.
Coffee or whatever, yeah.
Underneath coffee, red wine, curry, all of that does stain extrinsically.
Mm.
So you can remove that just with a good teeth cleaning.
Mm.
Underneath were still white teeth because those teeth had been previously, you know, whitened.
Mm. Oh.
And it lasted. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I see what
so
you mean.
So they came a year later for their normal teeth cleaning.
Yeah.
And I suggest, you know, do you want to top up bleach or anything? And we looked at the shade and they said, but our teeth are still white.
Mm.
So that's the thing. It seems to be a lasting process.
Okay. Maybe we owe you a visit, Colleen.
I think so.
Colleen,
I've made a lot of people happy, honestly.
Thanks very much for your time. Really interesting.
No, you're a pleasure.
So
no, thank you.
I do want us to, I mean, I don't know. I know you didn't touch on this, but...
Yes.
There are still dentists who would say, no, absolutely not, I wouldn't do it. Why is that?
They haven't done the time. You know, I honestly think it comes down to experience, and that I've got a book which shows the 4,000 patients where I've actually whitened their teeth and I've recorded each one, and that in itself has been my research. So it started, as I said, with, you know, my daughter.
Mm.
And I haven't looked back because I feel that I've done so many people good. You know, they're happy. They live with more confidence. They look better. And that in itself improves your overall health. You know, they smile.
Mm.
They all leave smiling and they're comfortable when the process has been done. There's no discomfort. There's no pain. There's no pain. Honestly, people talk about sensitivity. There is no sensitivity when I whiten teeth at all. In fact, they fall asleep or they watch a movie. They're very comfortable. They don't want to leave. But when they do, I get hugs and I get more business. A lot of people are word of mouth.
Music to
That's
my ears.
That's how I get my patients, yeah.
Music to my ears.
It's a very safe process. Why don't you, I mean this, you know, with good intention. Why don't you let me, no, come, you'll be very happy.
I will
you
see.
You will leave.
I'll see you
Pamela, you'll leave. Smiling.
Music to my ears, Colleen Gilman, who is a dental hygienist, and she is in private practice. It's called Better Smile.